This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, everybody. How are you? Middle of May already. Summer can come anytime, right? Let's get this growing season going. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. What's on your mind today? Brought to you in part by our friends at General Steel and Supply Company. And an engineering and manufacturing operation that can help you. Founded in 1967. Designing and fabricating high-quality aggregate processing equipment for companies all over the world. And you know what? They have that world-famous air separator. So they're the leader in air separation technology. They have been recognized for exemplary workplace practices. That doesn't happen very often. That's right. When Work Works Award is what they got, which is kind of cool. They are a great place to work. So we'll tell you more about those good folks in the coming days. Thank you very much for our friends who've joined us on the program at General Steel and Supply Company. So how was your weekend? Did you have a good time? Did you take care of mom this weekend? My mom has passed away a couple of years ago. And I called my mom's sister, and I had a delightful conversation. She is 87 years old. She's a nun, Sister Janet, we call her, and that's her name. She's at a assisted living or something for nuns.
Nursing home.
Yeah, nursing home for nuns. Okay. Yeah. So here's the story she told me, okay? Her sister, my mom's sister, my aunt, Marie, was one of the, we were talking a little bit about how much she missed my mom and how much she missed Marie, her other sister that had, you know, and a big family member, 16, you know, and she was talking about how tough it was and how fun Marie was to be around. And of course, Marie was, my auntie Marie, she's the one from Taunton, Minnesota that I talk about a little bit. But here's a story I had never heard before that she told me, okay? Now, Auntie Marie, I know this will surprise some folks. Auntie Marie, she didn't kind of keep secrets real well. Kind of like Crystal in our office. You know, kind of like Crystal. What? I just did that to make you. Just did that. Do you see the look on her face when I did that right there? She just like, Crystal, you keep secrets, don't you?
Way to throw her under the bus.
Yeah. Never keep secrets.
Todd, you keep secrets, don't you?
I'll never tell.
Did you say never keep secrets?
I said I'll never tell.
Oh, Todd said never tell, but...
I never keep secrets.
You never keep secrets, and you're admitting it.
Wow.
It's hard because I laugh a lot, so hard to keep a secret.
I don't know what laughing and keeping a secret...
Well, because I can't keep a straight face. And,
oh, I
you
see.
Know.
The look gives it away. Oh, I see. Okay, now we get it.
Got it. Surprise party.
Well, you were a lot like Auntie Marie. So Auntie Marie couldn't keep a secret, so it was kind of the joke in the family, right? So my cousin Dennis, her son, calls Marie one day and says, you know, having just a typical mom-son conversation, and says, Mom, I have something to tell you, but I don't know that I can't tell you because you're going to tell people. She's like, no, Dennis, it's fine. Tell me. She had this great voice. Dennis, you can tell me. So he's like, no, Mom, I can't. I'm a little worried about. If I tell you, you're gonna tell somebody, and it, you know, it'll get out, and this really can't get out. She's like, no, you can tell me. No, it's fine. So they go back and forth. Finally, he says, okay, Mom, now you need to promise me you will not tell anybody. So she says, okay. So Dennis says, I won the lotto. So now my aunt has a big secret. My cousin Dennis, her son Dennis, has won the lotto. Don't tell anybody, Mom. I won't. All right, they hang up. Hour or so later, my cousin Tom, Dennis's brother Tom, her other son Tom, another son, calls Auntie Marie. And Tom says, man, I tell you, it's just been one thing after another in this house. Our roof is leaking. We got to get a new roof. The truck broke down. I've got to get, some doctoring done. So that's going to take some money. Cousin Tom is going through this laundry list of dollars and cents that have to be expended out. So what do you think Marie's thinking at this point right now? Right? So Auntie Marie says to my cousin Tom, why don't you call Dennis? Nothing more than that.
She just said, hey, call Dennis.
So Dennis gets a call from Tom. Of course, they're all setting this up. This happens to be, by the way, her birthday. This was happening on her birthday. They were all calling her. Okay? Her birthday was on April 1st, guys.
Ah.
So Dennis calls back and says, Mom, what day is it? What day is it today? She says, well, it's my birthday. Oh, that's right. Well, what other day is it? Long pause, and she hangs up. She put it all together.
Gotcha!
Oh, man, I never heard the story. See, you call your aunt, you find out these things. If your mom is, you know, no longer here, call her sister, call her brother, and you'll get a good story or two. But, oh, my gosh. The Stokeses, Hank and Marie and all the kids, they were the best. Always so fun. Kenny, Shirley, Joanne, Dennis, Mike. Hope I haven't forgotten anybody. Oh, my gosh, they were great. Love the just fun cousins. We had a great time. We do miss Marie. We do miss my mom. But that's what Mom's Day was all about. We had another little joke in the family this weekend. It was Mother's Day, of course, and we decided that the men were capable of putting on the dinner. You should see
How'd
the look
that work out for you?
Evidently, Crystal's thinking the same thing because you should see the look on her face. You're doing it again. Your facial expression is going to get you on the radio more than you want to be on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Why did you look like that?
Well, because it's true. Men cannot plan a cookout.
Well, I'll have you know, ribs, the rotary ribs, the really good rotary ribs that they're selling, the hot dogs, brats, burgers packed with cheese, the whole thing. They didn't have a barbecue grill where we had it. We had it at Maria's sister. A barbecue grill was delivered. Took three guys, kind of like city workers, but they got three over there, you know.
Don't judge.
Yeah. So there was, you know, all of that. There was.
You must have forgot something.
Sort of, no. Alex did the 2-liter bottles of pop and the cups. No, we forgot nothing. Okay. Zero. It was perfect. We even did cleanup. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow.
I hope I'm a little inspiration for the guys. Yep. My brother-in-law, Paul Coastal, and I were kind of the old fossils. You know, and the younger fellas, my son Alex and his Uncle Paul's son-in-laws, my grandnephews, I guess. No, they're nephews. I don't know what they are. Maria's nephews. Travis, they're married to nieces. Is that a nephew? You're married to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nephew,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You gain nephews and nieces when they get married, sure.
Exactly right. Yeah, so two nephews. We crushed it. We crushed it.
I gained a great nephew on Saturday. Matt married my lovely great niece, Abby.
Very nice.
Two of them. Just a wonderful display of young, hardworking, faith-filled, Trump-loving young people weekend. And I'm telling you, dude.
Oh, God bless them. The future is bright.
And these are plumber kids, 4-year degree kids, electrician apprentices. Love the president. Love him. They're like, oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, one of them had a MAGA hat. Yeah.
I love it.
It was great.
That's fun. So you said great nephews?
Great nephew. Yeah, my brother Steve's granddaughter.
I thought it was
grandnephew. Yeah.
No, not grandnephew?
Yeah, well, great. Great nephew. Huh. Great niece, great nephew.
All right. Because Maria's nieces, right? The nephews we're talking about.
Yep.
They have kids.
Yep.
I've always said grand. You say great.
Grandnephew. Yeah, great is what we've always said.
Texter says, where did you order supper from? Men cooked. We did not order supper from anyone.
We went to Pizza Hut. That's what Mama wanted, though.
It was prepared, I'll tell you, right here and now.
Well, I picked it up. Does that count?
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Todd, did you travel, or what did you do?
I kicked over a table of candles and burned a church down.
Wow.
Luther that I was in.
Oh, that's right. You're a thespian now. Did you know Todd was a thespian?
I did know that.
Yeah. The thespian.
Fortunately, they're all just battery operated candles, so I didn't actually burn the church down. But it's a good thing we did this play in 2019 and not 1519 or something. There you go. Would have.
Here is hoping your weekend was just swell. We can get to the what's on your mind part. Try and top my story, would you? That'd be good for a MyPillow. You top that story and you've got a MyPillow for sure today on the program. And also, we need to announce the winners of the Mom MyPillows. Which mom's got MyPillows? Because we had some great stories. I don't know if you've seen this, Tom. You might want to share this on the KFIRE page, but we put up yesterday a mom montage of all of the stories that we heard Friday before and after the program. It was really fun. So check that out. Yeah. And five of those folks have got a MyPillow coming, so we'll announce them before we're done today. We have the trade deals over the weekend, which I know is providing plenty of angst in the farm and ranch community today. I want to talk a little bit about that. And we also have workforce on our mind, so we're going to deal with that today, too. Brian Opp, workforce development strategist from University of Mary, will be here next hour. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind. Call us, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Luke and Dickinson is ready to go first. Don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are all about the energy of North Dakota. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America through our abundance of talents, innovations, technologies. Energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. With producers in our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Just chatting with a caller off the air. We don't do that every day, but a caller asked if I would chat with him off the air, and he didn't want to go on the air. But I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said, I am a big Trump fan. I voted for Trump. I'm 100% with him, but he's done. Farm states will never vote for him. What he's doing to the farm economy can't be repaired. It's awful. It's terrible. The Democrats are never going to give him a win, so he's not going to be able to dig out of this. Beef has been down ever since he said, here's new places we're going to send beef. It hasn't helped. His reason for calling was to ask if I would contact friends of ours, Sean Hannity and others, to ask them when they're talking about the great economy, to remember there is a place where there isn't a great economy, and that's in the farm and ranch world. True statement, and that is, you know, kind of hard to thread that needle. I think of it all the time when I hear about the booming economy. But I see Donald Trump fixated like a laser beam on fixing it, and I'm not ready to write him off. So I think the question is, who's right here? You think our caller is right here? That what he's done to the farm economy, he's done? Farm states won't vote for him? Nobody's going to help him because they don't want to give Trump a win. So they're not going to help him. So there's no way out now, basically, is what he's saying. Are you there? Let me know. 258-0550, local number, 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Luke in Dickinson. Thanks for waiting. You're next.
Howdy. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Really good. Really good. Better than I deserve, in fact.
I'm with you.
Sorry to hear about your mother.
Oh, thank you. Yes, no, we, you know, it's a little tough on Mother's Day. Obviously, the toughest one was the first one without her, you know. But anyway.
I'm not looking forward to that part of life.
No, it's hard. Yeah, you know what was hardest for me? When I figured I was an orphan, because my dad had died in 09. And then my mom a couple Easters ago. And then you go, wait a minute, I don't have any parents. I mean, you know it's coming, but then when it does, it's hard. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've always felt bad. I'm a barber, and I've always felt bad for people when they lose their parents because you don't have that pillar that person you can run to and ask questions. And you really don't get too old to not have questions in life. How do I deal with my boss? How do I deal with this? What do you think of this person? Am I looking at this right? All of it. I mean, parents are so important.
They are. You know where my mom gave me the best advice? Well, first of all, I always say that without her, I would not have the faith I have because she was just German Catholic roots and just, I mean, Mass was a staple. And, you know, my faith now is just weaves through everything about me, right? Somebody said today, well, right, you can't talk about your faith on the radio. I said, well, I'm not going to do radio. Then what am I going to do, right? You know, I mean, it's just who I am. So, but she would always, she had unending empathy. I mean, it didn't matter. It didn't matter if she ran to somebody McDonald's that needed a, you know, a shirt or, you know, a pair of shoes or whatever. But she did not like it when her children were not getting along well. So, you know, she'd say, well, you know, you should really think about it. She was always, you know, making sure that, because I was the oldest, so I was always a little hard on everybody. And she'd sack you off the plate a little bit, you know, so that's good. That's good. That's what a mom's for, right?
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm calling is last week you had a guy call in, Frank, I believe. If I'm getting it right, Frank from Jamestown. Do you remember him?
I do. I remember, I'm trying to remember the topic. I remember the call. It was a pretty good call.
Yeah, Frank called in, and he called Roscoe Striley a loser or a hack or something to that
extent. Okay. Yep. I do.
And, you know, I was, it's never right to name call. Even President Obama, I tried to call him president, and I'm pretty conservative. But fair is fair. And the reason I say that, Scott, is Roscoe Striley, he just called the most conservative people in North Dakota in our legislature, a French Bastiat libertarian group. And that's name-calling as well.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't put that in the same category, Luke. I'd put that in the category of he has political differences from those folks and everything else. To me, name-calling is loser. You know, I try not to say snowflake because I know some people get upset about that, but I don't even think that one's as bad as, you know, loser, you're stupid, you're a moron. I mean, that to me is name-calling. You know what I mean?
Well, I tend to agree with you, but my problem is that he meant it as a bad thing. And, you know, I'm one of those people. I'm a legislator. And when people call me a libertarian, what they're really saying is they haven't read our GOP platform. They really haven't read our resolutions, because I would give anybody $100 to show me where I voted as a libertarian, because that's not the truth at all.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But what I think, you know, and that often happens with platforms, right? Where the platform is sort of utopian, and it's everybody getting a win. So all this stuff is thrown in there, but what actually is ultimately shows up in governing is very different than that. Well, my problem with this group, Luke, that you're a part of, is that really you're using the apparatus of the Republican Party to further a political cause that's very different than the people who are governing in the Republican Party. Now, you could say we're trying to save the Republican Party from itself. Sure, I hear you, because it's in the platform. I'd rather you just say, look, we're gonna be purists. We're gonna pick exactly what we believe to believe, because you don't believe everything in the full GOP platform anyway. So take the stuff you really believe in. Take the stuff you really believe in.
The only thing I don't believe in is in the resolution is the waters for Grand Forks. That's the only thing. And actually, there's a lot of Republicans that have problems with that. And I have never been a libertarian. I never will be a libertarian. I feel just like Ronald Reagan when he said the Democrats left him. I feel like the Republican Party is flying a different flag on the ship. There's no doubt about that. And I think most North Dakotans think that.
Yeah, and that may be you, Luke, and I don't dispute that. But I'm saying there's a lot of folks in the libertarian wing, and I'm not going to use that as being derogatory, because you don't consider yourself libertarian, but you see things in the GOP platform that are libertarian. But I mean, Rick Becker's an atheist, right? I mean, there's a lot of folks that are in that group that don't share the issues, Scott, on abortion and, you know, all of that.
I'll say this, Scott, you should really interview him, because he's not an atheist. He's a deist, and that's completely different.
And that's evolved since there was some questioning there. That's sort of a political way to go, but I mean, that's a ways. But whatever. I mean, this is America. He can be whoever he wants. I'm just saying, some folks in that wing, they don't like the pro-life thing. They don't like the social stuff, and that's just different. I'm just saying everything's in there. I appreciate the conversation, though, Luke. Thanks for calling. Stephen Fargo, you're next.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China retaliates, issuing its own set of tariffs on American goods as the trade war escalates. Officials saying they're going to set the new tariffs of between 5% and 25% on $60 billion of U.S. imports starting the 1st of June.
Hey, sell all, whatever will be.
singer, actress, and animal rights activist Doris Day, dead at the age of 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirming she died early today at her Carmel Valley, California home. She recorded over the course of decades over 650 songs, also famous for numerous film appearances, and she had the Doris Day Show on TV from 1968 to 1973. Again, Doris Day has died at 97. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
That's his view. We think sometimes China may be misinterpreting U.S. politics. I don't want to go deep into that, but I think there's always an issue there. Here's the fundamental things. We've said this many times. Intellectual property theft has to be fixed. Forced technology transfer and ownership of American companies has to be fixed. Cyber interventions have to be fixed. Tariff and non-tariff barriers have to be fixed. And there have to be very, very strong enforcement provisions. Some of the Chinese officials have said, both in Beijing and here with the Mr. Liu He, that the agreement was too unbalanced, okay, and had to be... No, the relationship has been too unbalanced. And because of these problems of unfair and sometimes unlawful trading practices, we have to have a very strong agreement to correct, to right these wrongs before we will be satisfied.
All right. What do you think? You agree with that? Too unbalanced. Yeah, well, it had to be. It's been too unbalanced. See, here's the deal. Back to the caller that called about Trump is what he's doing to the farm economy. He's done in farm states. And that caller earlier. He's fixing a mess. He's trying to make it better. Now, he could just take the deal right now as it is and be done and have it still be unbalanced, or he could get the balance and fight. What do you want him to do? It's Larry Kudlow from Fox News Sunday yesterday there on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550 to tell me. Stephen Fargo, Robert and Harriet coming up, and your calls, comments, questions. I want your answers to this. I really want to know where farmers and ranchers are on the current place we find ourselves in with these trade deals. What should happen now? We've gotten to this point. Take a deal and be done, or just ride this storm? Knowing that ride this storm includes some more trade aid. What did you think of the MFP deal? I mean, did that cushion the blow? That do enough? You tell me. 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by the University of Mary. They have a well-earned reputation for excellence in education. And that can make your company's success happen. A critical difference, because with the University of Mary, in as few as 15 weeks, your employees can earn certificates, healthcare, education, business, that broadens their skills to keep them cutting edge in their field. In today's business arena, rapid change is the new normal. Businesses that thrive understand that attracting top talent is key to keeping pace in a fiercely competitive environment. Grow your employees, grow your business with a certificate or degree from the University of Mary. Everybody wins. Find out more at umary.edu/workforce. All right. Steve in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, the comment from that gentleman that wouldn't go on the air, I think is interesting, and I have no idea whether he's right or not. I'd like to believe that he's not, but what frustrates me a little bit is that if that's where he's at, and he's confident that many of the folks, you know, in his industry are that way, why aren't they tougher on the Democrats? You know, I'm confident that these policies would work if implemented. But the Democrats want to drag this out, you know, to not give Trump a win. He said so himself. So you take the Cortez, whatever that OC, whatever that woman's name is, on the nut job side of the Democratic Party. She goes against Nancy Pelosi every day and just spews whatever she wants to spew. Colin Peterson, who's supposed to be this brilliant mainstream pro-gun middle-of-the-road guy, why doesn't he at every one of his speeches call out Nancy Pelosi to at least vote on the Mexican-Canadian trade deal?
Good point. Very good point. I mean, Steve, you've nailed it. No, there's no question. Here's the deal for that caller and for anybody. What's your alternative? Now, I don't say that in a condescending way like, well, go ahead and pick them and good luck to you. But really, I mean, we've had this mess. He's fixing a mess. So there's going to be pain in the middle of fixing a mess. There's no doubt. There's no good way to fix a mess, right? I mean,
if Amy Klobuchar or Kamala, whatever her name is, and Corey Goofball and whatever else, whenever they give a speech in farm country, every single farmer in the room should say, hey, support these tariffs or support that Mexican trade deal. Help us out. Stop fighting Trump and help America put their darn seed hat or tractor hat on and get up and walk out of the room. Something would happen. But they sit on their hands, and they got to go. You can hate Trump, but at least he's trying something. And what the Democrats are trying, we're going to make sure he's not successful. That means the farmers are getting a really tough stick right now. So you got to look at both sides.
Great point, Steve. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to go to Harriet, North Dakota. Bob, what's on your mind? Robert.
I'm in South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota. I'm sorry.
Last week. Anyway, I just want to know if Schwann's GMC is still a sponsor of your program.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
you
yeah.
can tell them, as a loyal customer and new car buyer of them over time, I thought they were one of the most popular family-oriented car dealership businesses in North Dakota, and I will no longer be coming back as long as they sponsor you that thinks that the farmers have to take the full brunt of this tariff deal.
Well, no, I'm not saying the full brunt. In fact, there was $12 billion in aid last time. There was $12 billion in aid as a recognition of the fact that they were taking a hit. And now they're talking about adding it again for next year. I'm asking whether it helped.
It's proof that it's a failure that you guys have to subsidize these farmers now. Proof. You got proof right there. $12 billion to the soybean growers.
I don't think it's that. I think it's bridging the gap. Bob, let me ask you this. Do you think that farmers and ranchers here get a bad deal overall in trade?
No.
You think
imported meat coming in? You won't authorize school.
So you're saying there's nothing to fix. Everything's been great in these trade deals. Egg has always been treated fairly.
Well, I can tell you, like I told you last week, I sold my cattle for twice as much as anybody's selling today under Obama. And that money I've got to buy new cars from Schwann's. But I no longer will be, because I believe that they're supporting an industry now that is going downhill fast. And if they want to be a part of it, and they're good friends of mine, I can no longer do business with them. Thank you.
I have no idea if Schwann's supporting farmers or farm legislation or what their stance is on that, so you'd have to ask them.
No, I just wish that our friend from South Dakota could recognize that Donald Trump's fixing a mess.
He's not a mess. He created a mess. I watched some people sell cattle here, taking a $100,000 hit just because of the tariffs. Now, are you going to make it up? Everybody should take you to small claims court and file a claim against you to make up the difference. That's what you're advocating.
No, I'm advocating a balanced trade agreement. I'm advocating.
No, we want a price. We want a price.
Well, a balanced trade agreement gets you a price. Your argument of when you sold is like saying, well, I sold when the stock market was down, so I got ripped off because it later went up. Hello, welcome to markets.
Yeah, well, that's Donald Trump's fault. Where you sold cattle for twice as much as they're worth, by the way.
No, I didn't. That's what they were worth. And as far as the stock market, I hope the hell you guys lose your ass today.
You're a friendly fellow.
I have money in the stock market to lose my ass in the stock
Robert,
market.
Robert, I wish you a little happiness in your life. It's quite obvious you need some. I appreciate the call. Travis in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Just wanted to weigh in a little bit on this tariff business. I'm a farmer in Minot, and I guess just to summarize, I'm with what you say. I think there certainly is pain out here. There's no question, but this mess was created long before now, and we have got to get it straightened out, and it's not going to be easy. I fully support what Trump's doing. Cash is tighter than heck out here right now, there is pain, but he's doing the right thing, and he needs support, and I think the Democratic side of some of these farmers that are calling in is coming out loud and clear. Let's fight against him. Why not support him? We would have, prior to this trade conversation, there was lots of discussion about something needs to be fixed in our economy, period, in the farm side. And it is trade. We've got to export this stuff. China has not been buying from us, like they're capable, in the same respect is what we buy from them. And so I just want to encourage people to think about the big picture. Everybody's so doggone short-sighted. And yeah, we're taking the brunt. We got to recognize the fact that the president sees that and has been willing to help for the sake of fixing the big picture. So I fully support it. And I wish farmers would have an open mind. And you're right. Prior caller does need a little happiness. He sounds a little crabby, but anyway.
Yeah, I think he just got Schwann's a lot of customers is what I'm thinking, but that's a whole other show. MFP thing I want to ask you about, Travis, before you ask me what you wanted to mention, and that is I don't know what that stands for, I forget, but it's the trade aid from the last round to say, hey, farmers and ranchers are taking the brunt of this, let's cushion this a little bit, and it depended on your crop, what you got, or whatever, but was that a good mechanism? Did that help?
Well, it, market facilitation program is what it stands for, but it was okay. The pitfalls of it were we had a little drought in our area last year. We didn't raise the bushels. It was strictly paid on bushels that you had, so those that were hit hardest were hit harder again, and then other commodities that were affected, indirectly, like canola, weren't paid. So I think that there needs to be a little more focus on, that, because not everybody is a bean farmer yet. Other commodities are being hit hard.
So it needs to be tweaked. If it continues, which it sounds like it's going to, it should be tweaked, you're saying. Not perfect. Okay. But what did you want to ask me?
Oh, go ahead. One other thing I wanted to weigh in on, Scott, it's interesting, and this is life. Sometimes we agree with each other and sometimes we don't. But with Luke just calling in prior, I have to say that I agree that the Republican Party is leaving the Republican Party and the conservative principles that exist on the platform aren't being followed. I'm close with several legislators and they've come back to me just stunned at, the amount of spending and amount of liberalness there is that goes on.
Yeah, I hear
more support for the.
I hear you. I think the group that is going about it now is not doing it in the right way. But I don't disagree with you that there needs to be more conservative legislature. Now that takes people being involved, right, and holding legislators accountable, and speaking up and going to these forums and everything else. But Travis, I hear you. Thanks for the call. More after this on What's On
Your Mind. Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bernelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers. I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson Ethanol Plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Brought to you in part by MyPillow. Did you hear Mike Lindell last week call in and tell us about that brand new great deal? He was out fishing in the Minnesota opener. And took a little time to phone us up and say, you know what? You get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. Do the math. That's $34.99 a pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And only available at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Or call 800-506-9028. The gold standard right there. What a deal. graduates, moms, dads. Think of all the people. A lot of folks you can give those pillows to. Absolutely. Ben, Billings County. What's on your mind? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's a great day to be in North Dakota, and we're wintering our calves on the same exact ground that Teddy Roosevelt wintered his calves. And you know, it's not always been easy, but it's always been good. And then this year, I think marks the year that I've officially been here longer than Teddy Roosevelt. So without government help. It's been good, and I just want to encourage that guy from South Dakota. You know, like if you run into some bad times, it can get better.
We'll buck him up a little bit. There you go.
Right.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Hey, I did want to call in to talk about what you were referring to, the Bastier caucus and Luke Simon. It almost sounded like you were trying to defend the liberals in the Republican Party, which our base believes the platform. And there's no excuse for not believing the platform if you're a politician. When you're a politician, you're saying, hey, this is what I agree with. This is what I support because this is what the party believes. And so we have Republicans that are pro-abortion. I don't say pro-choice. I say pro-abortion.
Yeah, that's.
There's no reason for that. Our platform says that we're pro-life.
Yeah.
You know, so anytime these politicians go against the platform, they're messing over the North Dakota Republicans, and the Bastier caucus is holding these people's feet to the fire. There is no other way to hold their feet to the fire. If we think we're going to do it through just our Republican caucus, you know.
Do you think Rich Wardner
is going to do that? No.
Yeah. Rich Wardner looks out and sees what he has in the way of votes, right? I don't put it on Rich Wardner. Put it on people district by district and sending the people there that are going to reflect their values and reflect for that matter the Republican Party platform. Go find the platform and find that legislator. Say, do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? And by the way, when you're there, are you going to vote that way? Yes or no?
Republicans that go there and they do exactly whatever the majority leader in whichever house tells them to do. And that's not what their constituents want them to do.
I don't think it happens that way. Look, I was as critical as anybody of this legislative session and of legislators and, you know,
They were critical of this legislature too, and they did it the right way. They got involved and they voted, and that's how we have to do it.
Yeah, my problem is that I don't think they've been effective. I don't think they've accomplished anything, and I think they need to do. I think that caucus is more about Rick Becker than it's about what's in the Republican Party platform. That's my take. It's about a platform to it's sort of a, I lost for governor and now I'm going to get this done the other way, and by golly, the arrogance, the attitude is over the top. So you know, I don't doubt we're going to agree on some things, but you got to accomplish something. You just can't be for something in a platform. So don't lay it off on a handful of people that are not going to be successful. Lay it off on the people who actually put people there. That's the way to do it, to get more people involved. Jack, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to call. I voted for Trump. I'm a feedstock producer in South Dakota, and so that makes my customers beef producers. And back in 2015, like Bob wants to talk about, when times were so good, he fails to remember that the cattle numbers in this country were down to where they were in the 1950s. And that's part of the reason. And anyway, I'm going to vote for Trump again. I don't see any reason why not to. Have things been so good for the last 40 years that it isn't worth trying to fix them?
And what is the alternative, sadly, right? I mean, this is a president... In my mind, imagine Trump in the second term, the boldness that's going to be there to fix what's gone wrong, right? I mean, And what are Democrats going to do? They're going to do the same thing that a lot of Republicans did all along. Here's an email I got from, Todd got this, a text. Says, when I was a teenager in Youngstown, Ohio, beginning of the end of the U.S. steel industry, while Japan and others imposed tariffs on U.S. steel and cars and other products, Japan dumped cheap steel on our country. And no one on our side did anything. No tariffs, not... That wasn't fair trade. This president is the first one in my lifetime doing anything about this. Finally, Canada not automatically downgrading our wheat or grain or whatever. So, you know, I think you're in a camp that's not alone. People see somebody doing something about the problems rather than just saying, we got to accept this. Right, Jack?
Yeah, and you know, if God forbid one of those Democrats of the...
Yeah, what will happen? Good point. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Ben. Before I'm in Billings, more after this.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Learn more about all of our tours and travel at an orientation night, Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Sons of Norway, 722 2nd Avenue North, Fargo. Everyone is welcome. For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.